take it all away.
When you shoved it in my face.
This pain you gave to me.
No, it's pain you gave to me. Why do they all sound like that?
Can you take it all away?
Can you take it all away?
When you shoved it in my face.
The spine you gave to me.
This is a good episode so far.
Oh, are we recording?
Yeah,
I thought we were just practicing our I don't know what you would even call that. That's not a falsetto or a soprano.
Practicing our 90s rock voice.
Yeah.
Even though that was like 2002.
Yeah. That was post-grunge, man.
Post-grunge, babe.
So we are rolling.
We're rolling.
Okay. Let's even roll on with it then. What's first on the docket?
The docket. Good word.
Yeah.
I got to use that every day.
Bro.
Hey, suck my docket. Thanks, I'm a comedian.
You are?
I try.
We should stop.
Agreed.
Okay, so hey, everybody. This is the I'm Sorry Dad podcast with Ryan Dune, yeah. Who just got up to do something with... Oh, there you go. This is with Ryan Dune and with Brandon Calvillo. We're your hosts and just two guys and a pretty...
Two guys and a cat.
Two guys and a cat. You can't see the cat, but it's here. Trust us.
Ralph, say what's up.
Wow, Ralph, that was pretty fucking racist, man.
You can't see Ralph, obviously, but she has a little scab above her eye, and it pushes her fur down over her right eye, and she looks instantly not cute anymore. So, Ralph, please leave.
Ralph looks right now like a Frankenstein's cat or like a mad scientist's cat.
Yeah, she looks like Scar from Lion King. Is that his name?
She looks like a stupid, dumb asshole. That's what she looks like.
She looks like the love of my life.
No,
my
cuddle buddy. No, she sucks.
She looks like my best friend.
I hate your cat.
And my mentor.
She's your mentor?
I consider her a child as well.
Hmm.
And we fuck.
I figured that. I figured that's why your eye looks like that way. I wanted to know. Yeah. What did you do to her eye?
I came in it.
Nice.
Bestiality here on I'm Sorry Dad podcast. That's what I stand for.
You stand for bestiality?
I stand for hope, peace, and fucking cats. And then jizzing in their eye. All right, that was a little too blue. I'm going to try to like swear less in this podcast, maybe.
Why?
Are
you trying to swear less in general?
No, but I kind of swear a lot in real life.
So you are trying to swear less in general?
Maybe. I don't know. Just a little classless to drop as many F-bombs as I do, I think.
I was on the street the other day with these guys that were the movers for my apartment.
Wow. And, be nice. You can afford that? Wow. Must be nice.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet to just have... It felt so awful, dude. I was just like... It was just a white-looking guy paying a bunch of Mexicans to move his stuff for him while he sits on the floor. Well, like, I mean, that's legit what happened.
Yeah, it's the way it fucking should be.
No, I don't think so at all. But it was just funny. And it was so funny, too, because I told them how I'm half Mexican.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, did the other half pay for this?
Nice. It's a good joke.
No.
Yes, my mom is paying for this.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, I'm with the movers and we're walking on the street because I have to show them where to park. And it's in downtown. And I'm just walking and I go, yeah, dude, the fucking apartment is fucking awful. And people are like walking by and I'm saying this full volume.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, I should probably stop doing this in front of people. It's probably not good that I'm doing this.
That's funny.
And I think that it's, I don't know, it's not classy to just swear in public.
No, it's not. But I mean, if there's no kids around, it's all right.
Yeah.
But in the East Coast, we swear a lot.
Do you swear in public?
Yeah, especially Boston. Even we use the word fucking as an expression for when we're thinking. Like, it's like, what's his name? Fucking, he's got a fucking head. Fucking, it's the dude with the fucking British accent. Fucking Murray.
Yeah. So it's like the Boston
what's it called?
Fucking, you know, fucking, Who was that fucking chick I was fucking the other who was that fucking chick I was fucking?
Fucking,
who was that fucking chick I was
dude? I got laid last night, bro.
Did you really?
Hell yeah, homie.
Is this going to become our I feel every time we do a podcast, we're just like, bro, I got laid last night.
Well, that's the most important part of life, my dude.
I actually think it is. I think a friend of mine recently was like, yeah, I haven't had sex for like a year. And I'm like, dude, you should be, and he's young. And I was like, dude, you should be fucking every day.
Yeah.
Every day. This is the only opportunity that you have to do that. It's when you're in your like 20s.
Yeah.
Because when you get to your 30s, then you have to like start thinking about kids and shit.
Tell me about it.
And I told him, I was like, dude, well, I think I've said this before, but 40-year-old you is going to be really pissed off at 20-year-old you that you didn't capitalize on your working dick, you know?
Agreed.
So.
And you go to fuck every day, bro.
It's lit every single day, bro.
Get that pussy lit every single day, bro.
See, I play that as I'm about to climax.
Ralph is now standing on the mixer.
Ralph, get the hell off. Oh, she's probably sitting off the mixer because she can't see.
Scarface, fucking get down.
Scarface.
She wants to go outside, but there is a pit bull in the building who sometimes is off the leash, and he will eat her.
Yeah. Ralph, oh, this is God. For your own good.
She just got caught in the wires.
Oh, shit. Are we still good on sound? This is how bare bones this podcast is. Wires are literally out in the open for a cat to jump over and mess up.
Speaking of fucking bare bones podcasting, we had Cody Cole on the show last fucking episode, and then he talked shit about us.
He didn't talk shit about us.
He talked shit, dude.
He didn't talk
pod
shit.
Pod beef.
There's no such thing as pod beef.
Here's what, yeah, dude. We're enemies with him.
No, we're not.
And people should tweet about it and raise our engagement.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I forgot about that part. Yeah, do that. Yeah, we have beef.
Yeah, this will be good for podcasting.
Yeah, it'll be just like YouTube beef, except like not nearly as blown up.
Yeah, but just as fake.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what fucking the bitch Cody Ko had to say.
Jesus Christ.
He said this on his podcast, which sucks. His podcast is called Insanely Chill. It's actually really good. Check it out. But for the sake of this bet we're doing, fucking insanely chill, bruh. Here's what he said.
Sure.
I did Ry Dune and Brandon Calvillo's podcast last week.
Sounds like he's about to maybe compliment us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, think again.
Oh.
And they were pretty pretty bare bones in terms of equipment. So.
That sounds, you know, I mean, we are.
Rude. It sounds rude.
But it's the truth. We are. We're talking into microphones and your cat just tripped over a wire that possibly fucked up the audio.
He's attacking us.
He's not
this is sexual harassment.
No, it's not. Do you know
Cody Ko is
Cody Ko is
pod beef. Do not tweet that.
Please, for the love of
don't
God.
Don't fucking ever tweet that.
Never do that.
Don't even say that.
Don't in any context ever use that.
We can because, like, we're influencers.
We can't. We can't. What are you talking about?
But back to Cody. It sounds like he was really fucking ripping on us, bro.
He wasn't.
So, I'm not ripping on you.
Yeah, yar.
You do what you can. You do what you can with what you got.
Now he's bringing up your penis size into this.
I think he was just talking about the equipment, but I feel like...
Yeah, your equipment.
Oh, like my genital equipment?
Yeah.
My love equipment?
Your brass section. Call back to the Cody Ko episode where I made a joke about it, and it wasn't a very good joke, but...
Yeah, good callback to a bad joke.
You guys didn't get it. Then I explained it. You're like, oh, I get it.
And you know what's so funny is now you have to explain what the joke was for people that haven't heard the Cody Ko podcast.
I don't feel like it.
Okay, well, delete the last 15 seconds.
Cody had more to say. To be honest, I forget what's about to play.
Oh.
But here it is.
Okay.
But we were just holding mics.
Yeah, we were holding mics. Sorry, Cody. Next time we'll hire assistants to hold mics for us. Fucking bitch.
Right. He hasn't said anything bad about us yet.
He is attacking us.
No, he's not.
He's sexually harassing you.
You're getting sweaty and red.
He said something else, and I really forget. But whatever, I'm going to play it. But here's the bitch Cody Ko again.
Oh, man.
And just having a conversation, which I guess maybe makes for a better conversation.
Yeah, I mean, holding mics. I think you should hold mics everywhere you go.
Yeah.
It makes for a better conversation.
At Starbucks?
Yep.
Yeah. In bed?
In bed, yeah.
Yeah.
Wear a headset in bed, though.
Yeah. I wear a helmet.
Yeah, you joked about that. Yeah. That's a funny visual.
Yeah.
First of all, it's hilarious to picture you banging because it's probably so bad.
Yeah.
But then also with the helmet on.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Brandon.
Okay.
Oh, dude. You know Views, the stupid podcast? Jason Nash and David Dobrik?
Yeah.
Well, they're stealing from us.
No, they're not.
Thievery. Check this out.
No, they're not.
The shit's copywritten.
They're not doing that.
Go buy some shirts, make us some more money.
Oh, well, yeah, first off, yeah. Give David Dobrik more money. Right. Tss, bitch.
Man.
Pod beef!
See, we should stop this. It's only going to lead to trouble. Okay.
Thanks for interrupting.
Oh, sorry.
You're a bad co-host.
This is only going to lead to trouble.
Let us know if you want two podcasts a week.
I think we started that. Thief?
No, a lot of other podcasts do that.
We started that.
No, we didn't.
We were the first podcasters to ever post twice a week.
Nope.
Fuck you, David. You're stealing, and you should be sued.
Right. I feel like you're the only one trying to start this beef.
If you guys see Brandon right now, he is shaking with rage.
No, I'm not.
Trembling. He's like at the point of anger. He has so much emotions that he's starting to cry. But he's like stone-faced cry, like a cool cry.
Yeah. At least I don't have an erection.
Well, I mean, I do, because...
Because you get all amped up when you talk about Views and Cody Ko.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
David had more to say, which I currently forget what he says, but I bet I'll remember what I thought about it.
Jesus.
Let us know if you want guests.
We do that. We have guests. Thief.
See, Ryan, I feel like all this is just a projection of some sort of like... What's going on with you, man?
What's going on is I don't like our... quote unquote friends talking shit about us. They're not stealing our content.
They're not doing any of that. We're doing podcasts, which is a medium that's existed for decades.
Cody Ko body shamed you about your tiny penis, and now David is literally stealing from us. All right, I'm just kidding. I'm getting tired of doing this joke. Here's more of the bitch David Dobrik.
Jesus.
Let us know what you want less of in these podcasts, and let us know what you want more of in these podcasts.
Less David, more no David.
Burn!
Pod beef!
No.
But yeah, it sucks that they're like stealing our shit.
They're not doing any of that.
It sucks that Cody Ko is sexually harassing you. That's really not cool, actually. That's really... He should make a YouTube video about how uncool his comments are and how wrong it is.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I just thought that might be fun.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, a little shout out to our friends.
Yeah, in the worst way possible. In the absolute worst way possible.
Good stuff, but whatever.
Anyways,
there was something else I want to talk about.
What?
Oh, well, people want to get see into our lives, bruh.
Sure.
And you've been fucking a lot lately.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's tell the people about it. Explain it in detail. Names.
Their
labia size.
I was about to say girth size.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So it's Jason.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you guys bang, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
We do pars and then we fuck in the back alley.
What's do pars? You keep on talking about that.
Do pars is a diner, in North Hollywood, in Studio City, actually. And, it's me and Jason go there like all the time.
Then you bang
at midnight. Yeah. And we get some flapjacks
midnight.
Yeah. We carbo load and then we fuck in the back alley. It's pretty sweet.
Sweet.
But other than the sweet, sweet hole that Jason provides me, I've been getting... I've just been... I don't like... I like talking to you about it, but on the podcast, I don't really like talking about it.
Oh.
About, yeah, girls that I've...
Okay.
Well, even though on the last podcast, I said that I had sex the night prior.
Yeah.
Even then, I was like, it's kind of fucking weird to do that.
No, I agree. I've talked about sex, and then I listen to it, and I'm like,
It sounds gross to talk about sex, like, publicly.
Yeah, I know.
It's like rappers do that, or, like, douchey celebrities do that.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
But, I mean, it is and it isn't, because, like, I don't know. I feel like if you fuck somebody, then it's just between you and that person. Both your stick and their hole. That's where it ends.
Oh, I was about to say, this is getting really romantic and sweet, but then he said stick and hole.
Yeah, that's what I consider it. It's just a stick and a hole.
Hey, let me try something.
Yeah, go ahead.
And maybe I'll edit this out if it doesn't work out. and it's already taking me too long. Mm. I'm going to play some fucking music, and then I want you to talk about your theory on the sex stuff. And I think it might be funny, like, with the pairing of music.
Theory on sex stuff? And what I think about sex?
And how you don't want to talk about your sex life.
Oh, okay.
How do I fucking find Spotify? Oh, I deleted Spotify.
I feel like you're going to put on, like, Peaches or something.
Peaches and cream. All right, taking too long.
Yeah, just probably just, you know. Yeah,
yeah, just don't do it.
Yeah, just probably don't do it and edit this part out.
Yeah, maybe. It's like Marty losing momentum.
Okay. I mean, we can just talk about how we don't like to talk about sex, which is still talking about it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to make this, like, the best podcast in the world. Oh.
That's good to have playing in the back.
Skip ad. All right, this is a really good song. And it's not playing, so that's cool. All right. Oh, there we go.
What is this? I feel like that's going to totally overshadow.
Talk about your belief on how you don't want to talk about sex on this podcast ever again.
Okay. Well, I think that when two people have sex, that's between the two of them, and it's a very beautiful thing that happens, and it's your own little secret that you share. You're as intimate as you'll ever be with that person ever, and you know, it's between your stick and their hole. That's where it begins and that's where it ends, and hopefully neither the stick or the hole are infected with anything. And hopefully you don't transfer anything to each other but love. Not STDs. Just love.
All right, here's my theory. Can I use your mic?
So
I can...
Sure.
Hey, guys, it's Rydoon. I just want to say Brandon's full of shit, and I don't agree with what he has to say. I think if you fuck somebody with your stick into their hole, tell the world, baby girl. I think if you eat a puss or suck a dick, tell your parents, tell your family, tell your friends. Tweet about it, post about it, blog about it, vlog about it. Just let it be known that you stay fucking, because fucking is beautiful. And I think people should do it in public more often. Especially with animals. And I think people should do it with animals more often. It's a shame that bestiality is looked down upon in this culture. Take it from me, a guy who fucks his cat. It's a beautiful thing. Is this guitar too loud? Anyways, long story short, guys, be fucking, stay fucking, and fuck the world, and tell the world. Cody Co. sexually harassed Brandon. All right. Just want to reiterate that Cody did not sexually harass Brandon.
No, not at all.
And we're kidding about the beef. Although I'm not. Pod beef.
Nope.
So tell me about the date you just went on. That was terrible.
Well, the date I just went on, should I also, you know, indulge what's significant about it or no?
What's significant about it?
Well, what is significant about it is that it was a girl that you once dated.
Yeah. I don't care though.
You don't give a shit.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
To me, because that's the only part, the reason I didn't bring it up. But
here's why I don't give a shit.
Uh-huh.
She's kind of an asshole.
She is an asshole. And I realized that on the date. And I don't know. It was just this weird thing of like, I don't know. I just, and I don't want to talk shit on her because I feel like she's going to listen to this. And, you know, but it was just a bad, like, this is what I think. On dates, even if the date is shit and the person's awful or whatever, I always still like kiss them at the end of the date because I'm always like maybe the sexual part, maybe the sexual chemistry will be enough to overshadow that awful, awful date.
Yeah.
And in this case, it wasn't. It was not at all. Like, I kissed this person, and I just tasted, like, gasoline.
Ugh.
It was, I mean, like, just, like, it wasn't even that she wasn't, like, dirty or anything. It was just, like, I was so turned off by her personality that I just, like, I was like, ah. She just wasn't nice.
I know.
She wasn't nice at all. Like,
yeah.
And she was a hypocrite. Yeah. She would say things that were hypocritical as fuck. And this is within 2 hours of talking to her.
Usually you discover that shit like within 2 months
right.
after you start dating somebody. But this was like two. I appreciate the fact that she made it quick and easy, that it was only took fucking,
yeah,
you know, 2 hours to be like, nope.
She'd usually start dates like, hey, just a heads up, I'm an asshole. So
yeah, I mean,
you cool with that?
Yeah. And she, I mean, I think she even owns up to it too. Like she's like, yeah, I'm just like this way. And like, I'm like, that's fine.
I mean, in her defense, deep down inside, she is a good person. She's like, she's not a bad person. Like,
she isn't. She just rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm not talking sexually.
And I thought she was a good kisser. We had a good match kissing wise, at least.
Yeah. But
maybe,
I didn't.
Maybe I'm a bad kisser.
I just think that it's 50-50 when it comes to... Or no, it's not. Because I was about to say it's 50-50 when it comes to relationships. 50% sexual chemistry, 50% personality chemistry. And... But I don't think that's the case because when I kissed her, like, she was good at it. It was just that I wasn't into her because right. of how mean she was. On the date, she's very condescending and just like, I was like, man, I don't like you.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell her that after I kissed her. I don't even know why I kissed her. I think I was just hoping like, right. there's gotta be something here. Some kind of thing.
Yeah, nothing. I've stayed dating girls. Cause I thought like, maybe I will like them eventually.
Sure.
There was one girl I dated. I wasn't physically attracted to, but then I talked to Manon Matthews. It was a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But Manon said like, I was like, man, and I'm not physically attracted to this girl. He was like, maybe you will become attracted over time. And I was like, you're right, because that does happen. You know,
becoming physically attracted over time.
You're friends with somebody, you don't view them in a dating perspective. And then over time, like, he's kind of cute. And, oh, he's really nice.
Oh, you know that.
I like my friend. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, I know that instantly.
Well, okay.
I know that pretty quickly, like.
Well, thanks for fucking ruining my point.
No. I'm just
fucking pod beef.
No, I'm just trying to like, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying the way that I view it is like, I know within like seeing somebody and talking to them for like 3 minutes, if they're like going to be somebody I want to continue talking to and looking at.
Right.
But like, even with this girl within 3 minutes, I said, I want to go home. Just within 3 minutes, I was like, want to go home.
That's funny. I'm going to do some voices.
Nope.
All right.
And guess what? One time I used a British accent to pick up girls.
Yeah.
And it worked.
I could see it working.
I was at a Dave Matthews Band concert. I was 21 years old.
Sorry, this is funny. D&B.
I was at a D&B concert using a fake accent to pick up girls. That is a douchey move. But like I said, I was at a D&B concert, so I was a douche.
No holds bar on how big of a douche you can be.
I was very nice, but I would just go up to girls and ask them what time it was. Excuse me, do you know what time it is?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, oh my God, where are you from?
Yeah.
Or it was in like near Boston, so it was more like, excuse me, do you know what time it is? Oh my fucking God, where the fuck are you from, dude?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding, they're not that gross. But at one point, I panicked. So they're like, where are you from? It's a big group of girls. Where are you from? You're so cute. And I was like, I'm from Liverpool, London.
Oh.
And that's two different cities in the UK.
Yeah.
So that didn't make any sense.
Did they catch that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Or maybe they did, and they just didn't care. They're like, no, we prefer you be British, so we'll ignore that.
You know what's so funny is last night I...
Hold on, let me finish.
Sorry.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't bang anybody. I like, didn't like manipulate a bunch of girls into like sleeping with me. I just made out with girls.
Oh.
It's like it was at a concert.
Yeah.
We weren't going to like bang.
Yeah.
But I was super pumped because I wasn't good at girls back then.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, if I'm just not myself, girls like me.
Yeah. Is that like the equivalent of like, I don't know, changing your voice in order to make out with somebody? That feels a bit like if you wore, like, let's say you wear like a Halloween mask to a party and like the girls don't actually see your face, but they're like, oh, he's a pumpkin. And then like, you're like, but deep down you're not a pumpkin. And so they hook up with you on the basis that you are indeed a pumpkin. And then you take off the mask and you're like, you're not a pumpkin. Isn't that kind of the same as the voice thing? Cause the voice is a huge,
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a stretch of a metaphor and analogy, but
sure.
I see what you mean. And yeah, but then you can say the voice is similar to, you know, when a dude's dressing swaggy fuckboy clothes. Mm-hmm. Some girls like that, but really they're just a douchebag.
Sure. I can see that.
But I really did it. I got a thrill out of convincing people that I was somebody else.
Yeah.
It was like really fun. It was like practicing character work. And I would do it even when I had a girlfriend. I'd tell her, I was like, he used a British accent last night. And I would just do it to everybody and just getting people's reactions. Just like, whoa, where are you from?
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
So are you visiting? Yeah, I'm staying with me, mate, for a couple months. Just visiting.
Just visiting.
And I know that's like not accurate, but when you're in Boston, there's not a lot of Brits.
Yeah.
So I was a special guy.
Yeah.
It was mostly just really fun to do. Just like kind of like deviate from the social norms, dude. Anarchy.
So you do it as like a invisibility cloak. Sort of.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And I think it was a creative outlet because I wasn't doing comedy.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, ooh, I can do a character in real life.
Woo! Like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, I am better than Andy Kaufman.
Nice.
I'm the next better version of Andy Kaufman. He's a piece of shit.
Yep. Man, you have so much built-in anger, man. Hey, I'm going to take a piss really quick because I drank a whole bunch of water. But continue on without me or edit this part out.
Okay, cool. Let's see. What else have I done to get girls? All I got is humor. That's all I can do. I think I'm relatively smart, but definitely not that smart. But fellas, if you're listening, even though mostly girls listen to this, or at least girls email us, barely any dudes email us. So fellas, pick up the slack with the emails. We're going to read some soon. But to all the fellas out there, you're in high school, you're probably observing what girls like, and that might be girls like assholes. I don't know if that's still a thing in high school, but when I was in high school, yeah, the assholes got the girls, and I just did not have it in me to be an asshole. I tried it. Couldn't do it. Then in college, I realized I could be funny and get girls, and being funny is what I love to do. So if I can make people laugh and stick my stick in their hole, so be it. So hang in there, guys, who aren't getting any girls in high school. College, it gets better. The real life, it gets better. And being funny is very sexy. So, I don't know, just follow me on Instagram. You'll learn how to be funny.
Yeah. You're like the modern day Hitch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you teach motherfuckers how to be, how to get the tail, you know?
Yeah.
That's good.
Stick their sticks in holes.
Yeah. What life's about, man. Did you say, while I was taking a piss, did you say how you, that's your way of getting girls is through comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your only, like, thing?
Yeah. I rarely, like, meet a girl and we have, like, a deep conversation. I know that's what you do. It's not, like, a game you do. It's just who you are. Mm. You like to have intellectual conversations. And girls are like, oh, you're smart and...
Some whatever.
Smart and boring.
Yeah, no, I... I mean, like, I don't know. I just, but I do see the whole, you know, he's funny. Isn't there that? That's just an old saying that, like, if you make a girl laugh, then, like, you're in or something.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, my friend Kim Congdon, a comedian, I'm going to do her podcast on Monday. She has a joke. I'm sure she won't mind me saying it. It's an old joke, but she talks about how she likes funny guys. And she says, like, you know that saying, if you can make a girl laugh, you can make her do anal things. What I'm saying is you can make a girl do anything.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know about the anal part, but other than that, I'm pretty sure. I actually got offered it the other... we're going back to sex talk.
Should I put the music back on?
No. I mean, no, I won't. Just edit that part out. I don't want to talk... Like, just talking about sex shit is...
It feels douchey, right?
It does feel douchey. I love talking about sex in general to people that I meet. Even on, like, first dates, I'll talk openly about sex.
Yeah.
But like on a podcast, I don't know. Like, it's just, even though that this is pretty much that, it's pretty much just us talking to people.
Yeah, we're on a date right now.
Yeah, we're just me and you. Just nobody else. It's dimly lit. There's some candles. Olive Garden is takeout.
Yep.
So we got everything's good. But
our date is catered by Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, sponsor us. But I just think I almost had sex on a beach recently. And it was going to be so awesome because it was like 1 a.m. There was this girl that was like really cool and like she was totally open to it and there was no one on the beach.
Oh, I'm sorry. I zoned out. You're on a beach?
Okay. So this is the one story I will tell.
I zoned out because this story sucks.
I know. I know.
Okay.
But let me try and finish it and make it entertaining.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so I'm with this girl. She's really cool. We're on a date. We go out on the beach. I'm eating Arby's.
I thought you were going to say her eating her puss.
No, that comes later. No. No.
Was your sandwich roast beef? Roast beef curtains? Sorry.
Beef and cheddar, actually.
Ew.
I know.
So she had chlamydia.
Yeah.
All right. wasn't a very good impression. My friend Yanni, you know Yanni?
Sounded like a goblin, huh?
You know Yanni, my friend Yanni?
I don't think so.
She dates Justin.
Oh, Yanni. Yeah.
She likes the podcast. Real quick interjection. She said she loves your laugh. Like, she loves it because it's so bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I hate my laugh. It's like, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted. Back to your boring story.
Okay. It's basically like... So we go out on the beach with, I have gone on a date with this girl that's really cool, and we go on the beach, no one's there, it's 1 a.m, it's Newport Beach, it's super like, have you ever been to the beach at night when no one's there?
Yeah.
It's fucking like, it's awesome. I was going to use some big word to describe it, but it's just awesome. And because you hear the waves and you hear complete silence and it's almost terrifying. But we go out there and we're just talking about shit. I think we ended up talking about Logan Paul because that's always where it ends up. But we're just talking about shit. I'm eating Arby's on the beach.
Talk about Logan Paul.
Yeah.
It's really romantic. The waves are crashing. The moonlight was shining off the ocean.
Yeah.
And we were talking about being in the low gang.
But we were. And so I finished eating my Arby's and I was like, oh man, this is so cool. And she was like, yeah. I was like, do you want to like
fuck me in the ass?
Fuck. Do you want to put on that strap on that is included in every Arby's bag?
Yeah. It's the kids' meal toy.
Oh man.
Now at Arby's, strap ons.
For kids.
For kids. Adult size strap on. For kids.
I was just like, we should have sex on the beach. Are you down for that? And she said, yeah. Yeah, totally. Let's do it. She's like really cool and open about shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's and I was like, awesome. And we were about to, and then this guy,
Logan Paul.
No, I wish it might have been Logan, but there was this guy that was like far away, and we just saw him walking towards us. And I was like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, it sucks.
God damn it! Like I got cock blocked
by fucking Logan Paul,
half a mile away by Logan Paul.
It's the power of the low game, bruh.
Yeah, dude, I guess. I don't know. He was wearing a Maverick shirt, so. But
he was a Maverick.
He was a Maverick. But no, I just think that like it was just so funny cuz no one was on the beach and then as soon as we were about to fuck, some guy might as well have been like said like, "What are you guys doing over here?"
Yeah.
"What's going on?
Excuse me, are you about to fuck?"
Yeah.
So what about this anal thing? Then she said,
"Oh,
so yeah, was it like, "Hey, let's have sex." Okay. Oh shit, there's a guy coming. Then she was like, "Oh, all right, let's just do anal then."
No, it was a separate occasion. She was like, "Have you ever done it?" And I said, "No, I don't want to." She was like, "Okay." But I feel like she was offering it. She was like, "If you want to do it, we can do it. It's fine." I'm like, "Nah, I don't want to do that to you."
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna like that.
Maybe she does.
No, I think she was just offering it as like a pal. You know, like how a pal offered you a piece of gum.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah. It's like,
guys, you need any like water? I got some gum. You can fuck me in the ass. It's like whatever you need.
It's like a friend offering you gum, except it's their asshole instead.
Yeah.
But you know, she just offered it, and I was like, nah, right. Never done it. Probably never going
to
do it.
It doesn't appeal to me that much. I've done it a couple times, but it's never been like, whoa, this is awesome.
It's like, whoa, this smells
gross.
I know.
One time, and
that's why I don't want to do it.
One time, I hurt the girl.
Yeah,
we were dating. It wasn't like a random girl, but yeah, she was in pain. So I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But we're 35 minutes in. We got some emails to respond to.
Okay. I want to talk about one last thing.
Okay.
All right. And this might get weird, but...
All right.
I saw you...
Pod beef.
No, it's not pod beef.
My tweets about suicide?
Yes.
I knew it.
I saw those and...
Did it worry you?
Somewhat. Right. Because I figure when someone, because you said like, you know, I don't want to, you've said this on the podcast too. The tweets were basically you saying, I don't want to kill myself, but I don't want to exist anymore. Or at least sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to exist anymore. And then you said, this is not a suicidal whatever.
Yeah.
And then you, the next tweet was like, you keep saying that, like how you don't want to exist, but you keep reiterating, this is not a cry for help. This is not a cry for anything. But what I was thinking was, you wouldn't tweet that. You would not publicize that unless you wanted some sort, like, I don't know, like maybe it was just cathartic for you, like therapeutic,
yeah,
to do that.
And I think I would like it to be normalized to be able to talk about it.
No, me too. I absolutely do too. But I think
I just did it for the numbers, bro.
I do think that it is fucked up that Twitter is like, now it's skewed in the favor of suicidal / depression centric tweets. Like if you tweet like something like a joke or something about how you're depressed, it does really well.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes I feel like it's not genuine from people. I feel like they just tweet about depression even if they don't have it, because they know that it'll get big numbers.
It's just been on my mind lately, because on the podcast where I talked about talking with my friend Murray, I mentioned the same thing. Like, I had so many thoughts during the Hans Zimmer concert that I just didn't want to exist anymore. Do you guys ever feel that way? They're like, whoa, dude. Yes, yeah, we do, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't say that, but...
No, the only reason I even brought it up was because if you do want to talk about it, like, I'm down to talk. I love talking about that shit.
That's so fucking gay, dude.
I know. I am that way. I just like to talk. Because when I saw it, I wasn't going to text you because I don't want to text about shit like that.
Yeah, and you don't text. When I text you about the podcast, you'll respond 3 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. I like that about you.
Yeah. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at, like, I'm really not good at most things involving my phone, calling people back, responding to emails, texting. I'm not good at any of that.
Yeah, I know.
So that's not going to be that's not a good trait to have, but, I didn't want to text you about it because I was like, I would much rather just talk to you in person. So
I'm glad you didn't, because then I would be like, God damn it.
Yeah. Well, even now, still, I'm still, you know, bringing it up.
It's all right.
So
it's for the numbers, for the listeners, so we can get higher up on the comedy charts, dude.
Yeah, because talking about suicide on a comedy podcast will definitely skyrocket you.
This is all fake. I didn't even tweet that.
Yeah, it's all facade.
It's all for views. That podcast sucks.
But you don't want to exist anymore?
No, there's just sometimes, as a person who does a lot of thinking, that sounds like I'm calling myself like a intellect, but I just do a lot of thinking and I have trouble sleeping and I worry and I'm anxious and I get depressed sometimes. But, let's not even bring in depression. Just someone who has a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
And can really get lost in my own thoughts, in my own head. Sometimes I take a step back. I'm like, fuck, I'm really thinking a lot.
Yeah.
God damn it. I wish I was a chair.
Yeah.
I wish I could shut my brain off. I don't want to exist.
Sure.
Can I just disappear? This is exhausting.
Yeah.
But it's not like I want to kill myself.
I'm just trying to figure out what's the difference between those two things.
It's hard to articulate. That's what I'm trying. One reason for tweeting that was because, like, I'm going to see how people respond and see if I can, like, articulate this. Because I would like to talk about it on stage and, like, in comedy.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people talk about depression, because it's so hard to be funny when talking about not wanting to exist.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of people feel like that is something that you shouldn't joke about, but I think it is something that you should.
Yeah.
Absolutely joke about depression.
I used to see therapists back in high school when I was going through shit with my mom. And every therapist would be like, do you ever think about suicide? And I was just like, nope, even though I did. Because I was told if you hint about suicide to a therapist, they will throw you in a mental hospital.
Yeah.
So that's not cool.
No, it's not.
You should be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
Without being without being scared that you're going to be like drugged up and thrown into a padded wall room.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was like, nope, never think about suicide.
Isn't that weird? That's like going into a doctor's office and they're like, do you have a cold? And then if you say you do have a cold, you get thrown into a fucking room.
Right.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, that's what I'm here for, is for me to tell you these things and have you help it and fix it.
I got like a lot of responses, even some emails to my private email, which I post publicly. It's in my Twitter profile.
Yeah.
But people were like, thank you for saying that. I think we should talk about it. It's stupid that it's stigmatized so much.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Well, because I feel like, and it's also like when you joke about depression on Twitter or even like mention it, people always ask, like, I get a lot, because I do it sometimes, and people always say, like, are you okay? Or, like,
yeah,
what's wrong? Like, you know, all this shit. And it when you say that, and I think I've talked about this before, when you say that, it singles the person who's opening themselves up, that they may, you make the person who just opened themselves up and was vulnerable feel like a fucking freak when you do that, asking, are you okay? Or because it makes them, because everyone's fucking depressed. I really feel that way. Every person is. In some way, every person is. Because I really feel like most people have the same thoughts. Like,
yeah.
You know? Like, I really feel like everyone has the same, like, not out, maybe not the same outlook on life, but I feel like a lot of people have the same thoughts, and it's just how people manage those that characterizes if you're an optimist or a pessimist. If you, like, let those thoughts consume you, and especially if they're dark, if you let those thoughts be the only ones you think about and you gravitate towards those, you're a pessimist. But if you go like, well, those thoughts are there and they're not good, but and they are have some semblance of truth to them, but I choose to think on the positive side of that. I choose to the antithesis of that. And I've always said, like, I find that so fucking, like, I have so much more respect for that, for the optimist, than I do the pessimist.
Yeah.
I always
it takes a lot more work to be
happy,
optimistic.
Yeah, it takes so much work to be happy, and I think it takes a lot of smarts to be happy too. Mm-hmm. I think you have to be smart. A lot of people are like, "Well, most depressed people are smart." I completely disagree. Right? I think most depressed people are lazy.
Oh, thanks.
Myself included. I'm putting myself in this too. Like, I know that me thinking these things of like, oh, I'm just going to fucking die one day. It's just lazy because everyone knows that.
Right.
But it's the people that choose, like, to find a reason to keep getting up every morning. Like, that shit, like, it takes some smarts to do that. And I don't think it's because a lot of depressed people right now listening to this are like, no, it's just naivete. It's like, no, it's not naivete. It's not that they're stupid. It's that they're fucking smart. They're figuring it out. A fucking reason to keep doing this shit, you know? Like, I don't know. That's just... So what I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to fucking call depressed people. There are some people that are genuinely depressed that are really nice, but I also feel like people used, oh, I'm depressed, just to be an asshole and just say, like, I'm depressed, that means I'm smart, which means I'm this, which means I'm that. I'm like, shut up. You're fucking gross.
Yeah. People like to romanticize depression.
It's not a...
And being like, I'm creative, which means I'm vulnerable to being depressed. It's because I'm smart.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The world affects me more than other people.
Yeah.
It's because I'm a conduit for art. And the world is my muse. And I'm the world's muse. And I feel your pain. It's because I'm smart.
Yeah.
I'm an artist.
It's just stupid.
It's like, or no, you just get sad sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at somebody like... Like, I'll use an example, and I think a lot of people listening to this podcast will know who I'm talking about. Thomas Sanders.
Yeah,
I have so much respect for Thomas.
Disney pranks with friends.
So much. Thomas is like I look up to that guy so much because he spreads a positive message.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps making shit that's always, like, uplifting. It's never pessimistic. Ever. Ever.
Yeah, I don't like that style of comedy, personally.
What?
I don't know. I don't like cheesy... Well, I'm not calling him his comedy cheesy. It's just so positive.
Sure.
I love him.
Yeah, and I love Thomas, too.
I love what he does, but it's not... It's just so happy. I'm not saying so happy, and it's just not for me.
Oh, I'm not saying style. It makes me, like, laugh 24/7, and that's my favorite, like, style of comedy either. I'm saying that I have a lot of respect for it.
Right. Me too.
You know, that's it. Like, I gravitate towards the me and you both, we gravitate towards the dark, depressing comedy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just what we gravitate towards.
And I like silly. I'll take silly comedy over, like, depressing.
I'll take whatever I can get, man. Whatever kind of comedy, like, makes me laugh. But it doesn't matter if it's this or that. As long as it makes me laugh, I don't care. But, I don't know. I have a lot of respect for him and, like, what he's doing. And because, I don't know. It's just really easy to just be like, yeah, everything sucks, man. And, like, you know, there's nothing fucking matters. It's like, no, it's just kind of lazy.
There's one dude on Twitter who he called me out one night. Mm-hmm. Let's not say his name, but it was like, you don't have fans. You have followers.
Sure. I know who you're talking about.
His Twitter is just all depression.
Yeah.
that's not a good story to tell because I'm not going to tell the audience who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And now the story has come to a screeching halt.
Well, I know who you're talking about, and I know I have met him a few times, and he's actually he's a good guy, I think, from what I've seen of him, and even what I've like, I think he's pulled into the Twitter sphere of if I tweet about depression, then it will do well. I think he's pulled into that, and it's really not a good example, and it's not good, like you're saying, to glamorize and to glamorize it. It is good to talk about it and make mm-hmm. jokes about it, but to like wear it as a fashion statement, that's different.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Anyways, I just wanted to talk about that just because I made a note in my head. I was like,
gotcha.
I need to talk about this.
No, that was good.
But you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to talk about depression. I'm trying to like write about it.
I get you.
So tweeting helps me write.
Yeah.
And I do think about it. Sometimes I don't want to exist. But yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. It's so fine.
Stop asking me about it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. no, I appreciate your concern.
Of course.
But please shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Leave me alone. Let me die in peace.
Okay. Can I film it?
Ooh, good call.
Yeah. I'll film it.
That would go viral.
Yeah.
Dead Viner kills himself. And people are like, wait, he's alive?
How does a dead Viner kill himself?
All right, let's switch up gears here.
Let's do it, man.
We're going to answer some of your fucking emails, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll print some out.
Okay.
And we're going to answer them. All right.
I thought, you know, I like to do voices, and I thought maybe I should do some voices on the pod. Like, here's Jay-Z.
All right. Yo, it's your boy.
And there, that was fun.
That was fun. All right.
Let's, I like silly comedy. All right. Hey, Brandon, I highlighted ones for you to read. It's in pink because you're a fucking girl, dude.
What's wrong with being a girl?
Like I said in the last podcast, while you're in the bathroom, girls aren't smart. They're not funny. And they're... Yeah, we shouldn't value them.
Yeah, no one's going to quote that what you just said.
I don't think women should have the right to vote.
Yep.
Or speak.
Okay.
We get most emails from girls, and I don't fucking like it.
All right. Well, no one's going to quote that whole thing that you just said and use it against you in any way. So even though you were talking ironically. All right. Well, let's
answer some emails.
Let's answer some emails. Okay. So this one is from...
I deleted their last names.
Okay.
So their names are in bold.
Okay, this is from Katie.
Wait, what? The top one?
Oh, okay. You want me to just read it from the beginning to the end?
Read the
Kara?
Read the pink highlighted ones.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Kara, I mean, I guess you read this one.
No, you read it.
Okay. Give me it. This is from Kara, and it says, give me advice on how to get a date with Brandon. Kara, who is an 8 years old, 8-year-old from China.
I made up where's her age and where she's from.
Really? I thought that was, I was like, why would she put that? Just to specify.
Yeah, I did that as a joke.
Yeah.
Because I'm a silly boy who thinks about suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name is actually Cassie, and she's cute. I saw a picture of her.
Cassie.
So how can a broad get a date with you?
With me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess just... like completely lower your standards. I don't know.
She lives in LA.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Is she?
I think she like tweeted the same question, and I saw her location, LA.
How old is she?
I think she's 20.
She's 20.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
she's cute.
Okay.
So, well, what do you say?
I say, bring her in.
To your.
No, just right now. Bring her in.
Kara, 8-year-old from China, come on in.
Oh my God, Kara.
You really are 8.
You are 8 years old.
Yeah, hey. Hi, it's me, Kara. I'm from China.
Okay, hey, Kara. So I hear you want to go on a date with me.
Yeah. I think Brandon's really cute and sorry, I'm a little bit nervous right now.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
In China, women are well respected,
mm-hmm.
and Brandon seems like he's can treat me right.
Mm. Okay, Kara.
So, Brandon, will you go out with me?
No. So, No.
Kara, what are you... Kara, no! She just killed herself.
No.
All right, I didn't like the voice I chose at all.
I was about to say, why does Kara sound like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah,
she has no accent at all.
Should have changed it to something cuter.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go like Chinese accent because look at me, I'm super white. If I like do a, try a Chinese accent, I'll just be like considered a racist.
Yeah. I mean, you are a racist.
Oh, well, I mean, we don't need the people to know that.
No, we do. Guys, Raidun is a racist.
I hate NASCAR. Get it? Race.
That's good.
NASCAR is a race.
No, I got
it. It's a race league.
No, I got it. I got it.
All right. Next question is from Sarah. She says, hi, I'm a big fan of your podcast, and I'm excited to see what you both have in store for the future. I have a question. If your lives were movies, who would play you in it? It's from Sarah. I think I just try to like cast someone who looks a lot like me. So Chris Pine, maybe Jax from Sons of Anarchy. No, but for real, if I was to answer that seriously, who would play me? I don't know. Perez Hilton?
Danny DeVito?
Andy Devine, even though we don't look alike, but he's like the much more successful version of me.
Mm.
We're like the same age. We do comedy, but he's just way more successful than me. Who would play you? Like Sharon Stone?
Samuel Jackson, probably.
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah, I was thinking Samuel. I think he could really capture all of me, you know?
You guys have like the same skin tone.
Yeah, same we have the same facial features.
Same you know? Intensity.
Yeah. Same hair.
Who would play Brandon? Mm. Oh, you know who would play me? Josh Peck.
Mm.
I'm like a better looking, more talented version of Josh, but he has more clout, so he'd get the job. Fuck Josh Peck. He's a piece of shit.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I'm kidding.
This is becoming the I'm Sorry LA podcast. Yeah. I'm sorry LA that I've trashed you so much.
I'm totally kidding. I've not really hung out with Josh, but I've seen him at events and good guy.
Yeah, he's a nice fella.
Really not happy about the fact that I wasn't invited to his wedding, but that's another story.
Hey, man, look at it this way. Neither was Drake.
I know, right?
Drake wasn't.
Saw those tweets.
That was so stupid.
We should get Josh on the podcast and then have Drake come in as a surprise.
He comes in through the back door.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you chose Jason Nash and David Dobrik over your boy Drake?
Yeah.
What's good?
Drake doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, I know.
Drake that you're thinking of.
I know who would play you.
Mm.
But it's too bad because I don't know his name. He was in American Horror Story. Girls think he's really hot. He's like dark.
He's like dark skinned or?
No, he's white.
Oh.
He's a Nazi.
Nice.
Just like you.
Nice.
But I can't think of his name, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps.
We'll move on.
That guy who I don't know his name.
All right. Read this next email from Devin.
Okay. Devin. It says, Dear Brandon, you're a real piece of shit. Any chance you can turn your mic off? I only like rye. Sincerely, rye. P.S. You have something in your teeth. Why is his name Devin?
I made that up. I wrote that one.
Oh, okay.
See, like, the reveal, the joke was, I only like rye. The joke is, it's from Devin.
How would you know I have something?
And then it says, sincerely, rye.
Yeah, I know. How would you know I have something in my teeth when you wrote that? Because I do.
I just assumed you would.
Yeah, I do.
So you just came from Cougars or Kurogas, wherever you go with Jason. Dupars. Yeah.
Did you say Kurogos?
Kurogos, yeah.
Kurogos sounds like a brand of fucking hair gel.
I think I was saying like Kroger's. Is Kroger's a chain?
Kroger's is a ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Kroger's ice cream, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good jab at me, Rye. I mean, you've had several jabs at me so far in the podcast. I'm bruised.
It's my new brand.
Is jabbing?
Yeah, beef.
Beef.
I'm really into being an adult who like talks shit about teenage influencers. I think that's a cool look.
It is a good look on you. It makes you look, you know, like you're very mature.
Like the guy who hosts Drama Alert on YouTube, grown ass man, talking shit about teens.
I'm actually gonna do a parody video.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I am. Pretty soon.
Cool. On him?
Well, not on him, just about YouTube drama in general.
Yeah.
Cool. But
it's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it's all right. I was about to say it's retarded.
Next email.
I shouldn't say that.
Here, we get into more like actual real emails.
Sure.
With like serious topics. One of which is heavy as fuck, but we'll get to it. All right, this is from Kara with a C. Hey, my name is Kara, 23, from Oklahoma. Last year of nursing school, finally. Woo! And I am single as fuck. Any tips on how to find a guy in Podunk, Oklahoma? I feel like most of them out here are married in a serious relationship, having kids, or some combo. Do I need to turn to apps or just frequent the sketchy biker bars? Thanks, Kara. P.S. Brandon, you need to watch 8.5, directed by Federico Fellini.
I have seen that movie, watched half of it, got really bored.
Fellini, the Italian director?
Yeah.
OG? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's considered like one of the best.
Right.
I watched that movie. Everyone was like, it's one of the best movies ever made. It's like, right. Boring.
I took a film class in college. I watched The Bicycle Thief by him. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
But like 8.5 is just too surreal for me, man.
Yeah. Is it black and white subtitle?
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Subtitles. It's in Italian, right?
It's in Italian with subtitles that are English.
Okay, cool. Next email. I'm just kidding.
Well, what does that mean? Like,
we should do these emails, but only answer the PS comments.
Yeah. And if there isn't a PS, we just move on.
Yeah. All right. So she's looking for. She's in a small town in Oklahoma, looking for a dude, and she's single as fuck. How does she not be single?
How does she not be single? I don't know. Just be in a relationship. If you don't want to be single, then you got to be.
Yeah, just fucking make it happen.
Just make it happen. I mean, that's all you can do.
Kara, you say, do I need to turn to apps? Mm-hmm. Don't view those dating apps so negatively.
Yeah.
Everybody uses them. Maybe mostly in big cities. There is like almost no stigma. I don't think there is. But every girl I talk to is like, oh, yeah, you on Tinder? Oh, yeah. It's like, unfortunately, I had to turn to Tinder.
Yeah, it's like, why did you have to do that? It's because everyone's on it. It's like, why is everyone on it? Because
it's what everyone does.
Everyone does that now. That's how people meet each other.
Yeah, so it's normal. So get on those apps. You can find a good dude there.
I don't think you will ever find the love of your life on an app.
Why?
Genuinely. I just don't think that. I think it's good to meet people, to meet new people.
You can meet the love of your life, if that is a thing.
Sure.
The one.
I think, I don't know, that's something that you can't plan.
I have met, so I matched on a dating app with Victoria Asher, our friend Vicky T.
Yep.
She was the guitarist and backup singer to Cobra Starship.
Yep.
The band. We dated for like a month. It didn't work out. We decided to be friends, and now we're good friends. And I have an enriching relationship with her. And she has a lot of cool friends that I'm now friends with. I'm meeting up with Murray at a party in Venice Beach tonight. Met him through Victoria, and it all started on a dating app. The girl I'm dating right now matched on Tinder 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Then we bumped into each other in real life. So it was kind of like half Tinder, half like, wait a minute, it's you. Whoa. Yeah. And she's cool, and it's going well.
Yeah.
So don't rule out the dating apps, bruh.
Yeah. I mean, it says, I feel like she's trying to get into a serious relationship.
Don't have those expectations.
Yeah, don't do that at all. And even if you're just trying to meet someone the old-fashioned way in a coffee shop and whatever, don't even have that expectation of, I want a serious thing. What you should do is meet somebody and then just casually do the thing for like a month, 2 months. And then if you like them a lot, then go serious. But don't never go into any relationship wanting it to be serious.
Right.
Because that will fall flat on his fucking face.
Totally.
And so, yeah, just have fun. You're 23.
Yeah.
Jesus. I would say just fuck as much as possible. But that's my advice.
Mm-hmm.
And dating apps are great for that, too. Dating apps are kind of a jack of all trades.
Yep.
Yep.
And
I hear you can order food on them now.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Like you can match with the girl and be like, hey, can you run to the store for me?
Can you get a Philly cheesesteak? On the way over. Yeah, no, you can totally do that now. Okay, well, I think we nailed that one.
Yep. Next one is from Katie.
Okay, I'll read this one. This is from Katie. It says, hi, guys. Love the podcast. I really enjoyed when you guys talked about losing your virginities and thought it was really sweet how you both discussed it so openly. I am a 22-year-old college senior and haven't had sex yet.
Okay. Just kidding.
I'm not waiting until marriage or for religious purposes. I just haven't had a serious boyfriend or really even someone I've felt comfortable enough with to do it. I have a few questions for you guys. Number one, Should I just get it over with, or do you think it would be worth it to wait until I really fall in love with someone? Number two, when I do get to the point that I'm going to have sex for the first time, should I tell the guy? Would this freak him out? This is something I feel a little embarrassed about because it feels like everyone else around me is already very sexually experienced. So please don't say my full name or my email on the air. Any advice is appreciated. Thanks, Katie.
All right. First of all, Katie, that email was too long.
Yeah. No, it wasn't too long. You were just...
I'm just kidding.
This is a lot of, yeah.
Should you get your virginity over with or wait to fall in love? Don't have those expectations.
Yeah.
I don't think you should need to wait to fall in love.
No, just do it.
But don't, like, just get it over with.
Don't, yeah, don't get it. Well, that's how I lost my virginity. I just got it over with.
Yeah.
It wasn't a like, I'm going to wait and wait and wait. Because I was like, I'm never going to meet that person that I want to lose my virginity to until I'm like 30 anyways. I wish
we had a girl here. This is like a question by a girl for a girl.
Yeah.
To answer.
Yeah, because I'm a guy. And so I'm just like, just get it over with. I understand for girls it's much more like, you know, intense.
Right.
So
I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, some girls just get it over with too. But specifically Katie sounds like she wants to like, wait until she meets a guy named, I don't know, Fernando and she loses her virginity in a garden or something.
I would say
doves fly over.
And your question of should you tell the guy if you're a virgin or not? Mm-hmm. If you're just getting it over with, you don't need to tell him.
Yeah.
Like you just don't need to.
Yeah.
But if it's a dude you're dating and you like him, sure, tell him. And if he's not cool with it, then maybe he kind of sucks.
Yeah. I'd say just tell him.
Just be like, yo, Fernando, this pussy is hella tight. Because guess why? I'm a virgin, y'all.
Yeah. This is
And I said y'all at the end because say it at a family dinner with his family.
Yeah. Say it at like Thanksgiving or at a funeral. Like if his grandfather dies or something, say it at the gathering.
Yeah. Like any last words for Fernando's grandfather, Katie, just be like, yo, y'all, listen up, all right? Your girl's puss is hella tight. Like I said before, it's because I'm a virgin, y'all. Ha ha! I think we nailed it.
Yeah, I think we pretty much destroyed that one.
Yep.
In a good way. This is for you, Ray.
This is for you?
This is for you.
What is?
This dick.
Oh. Brandon took his dick out for that.
Yeah.
All right.
Still out.
Next.
This email. One is fucking long.
Yeah, this is a heavy one, but I can relate to it and maybe give some advice.
All right, go ahead.
Excuse me. I just had a Red Bull, and it's making my throat all sugary and shit. All right.
I got sugar throat.
I got that sugar throat, though. All right, this email is... nope, I need water.
Jesus. You'll be all right, man.
Cool. Thanks for not talking while I was drinking water.
Oh, yeah.
What a great fucking co-host.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I just figured, well, like, what am I going to say? He is drinking water now. He's drinking water. It's going down his throat. Okay.
I think this is the one I'm thinking about. Okay, yes, it is. All right. this is from Jade. She says, hey, Brandon and Rye, hope you're doing well. Feel free to laugh at this if you find it even slightly funny. I'm not a sensitive bitch, and I cackle at distasteful shit all the time. Oh, so far, Jade sounds lovely. I'm just kidding. My name is Jade, and I'm from Australia. I still live at home with me mum and my stepsister. Oh, I'm sorry. I live at home with my mum, my stepdad, and my sister. Life has always been a shit fight for my sister and I, and not to quote Nickelback or anything, but you truly do grow up quick when you grow up poor. Both of my parents have been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and you know the ins and outs of it. And if you know the ins and outs of it, you might be able to imagine the kind of shit I go through daily. I do know the ins and outs of it. Whew, this is long.
This is long.
My mother has always been a flighty bitch, and it's tiring. To kind of put it into perspective, she's overdramatic, kind of like the Gabby Show.
Jesus.
But think 10 times worse. She's tried to kill herself 3 times that I know of, and I don't want to say this, but there's been times I've thought to just let her do it. If she wants to die so badly, why am I stopping her? She gets into arguments with my stepdad constantly. She does impulsive shit like throwing the car keys on the roof so he can't go to work the next day, or deliberately breaking things. Often those things actually belong to her, so what the fuck? I'm only 17 and find myself wanting to just get the fuck away from her. I love her and I care about her so, so much because she's my mother, but I just don't know where to draw the line. It's at the point of being humorous, and we all just fucking laugh at my mom when she's in a rage. Sounds kind of morbid, but what else can you do when you've got a psycho cunt screaming at nothing and throwing shit around? Man, this is pretty long. I dropped out of school when I was 15. I'm around 2 weeks out from finishing my diploma of business, and I'm actively looking for work. I'm just trying to have the means to move out, but everything sucks when you're not 18 and literally can't do anything legally. I know this is heavy, and it might be a bit too much for the podcast. Maybe I'd just like to get your opinions on it. Being older and typically wiser people, you might have some good advice. Thank you. Yada, yada, yada. You guys are doing great. Much love, Jade from Australia. So she's got a bipolar mom. Guess what? So do I, bro. Ooh, ooh.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I was a teenager, she was at her worst, and she would throw fits, fits of rage, threatened to kill herself. And it was really bad times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been there, Jade, and I listened to a podcast, WTF with Mark Maron, and he had a guest on whose brother had bipolar disorder. And he mentioned, like, if you don't have someone in your life with bipolar disorder, then you don't get it. Like, only the person experiencing that understands how what it's like. Anyone else doesn't fucking get it. They don't get it. And that was comforting for me to hear. I was like, yes, that's true. No one fucking gets it. And I feel alone and, like, I can't talk to anybody about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jade, I get it. So you're not alone. And I'm sure there's people listening right now who also get it. But everyone else doesn't get it. But I don't know. You're not alone. Here's what I did with my mom. Family counseling. My dad took the reins and got us a family counselor. It didn't really work because we're all a bunch of Irish Catholic stubborn people who ignore problems until they go away.
Yeah.
That's what led to more problems. My mom would have a fit. It would be scary then when it was happening. Then she'd wake up happy the next day and like, oh, cool, that's done now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Moving on.
Glad we got over that.
Yeah. And then that would just get, over time, got worse and worse. And we had to deal with it. We went to family counseling, which didn't really work, but it was a step in the right direction. What ended up happening was my mom hit kind of rock bottom and admitted herself into a mental hospital through encouragement from friends and family because she was cray-cray and dangerous. So I think your mom, try to get her some help. Try to get one of her friends. Does she have any friends? Tell your mom's friends what's happening to her and have them try to help. I used to call my mom's best friend. I used to call her and be like, hey, Nancy, my mom's not doing well tonight. Can you call her, please? And then that would calm her down.
Yeah.
But yeah. It fucking sucks. It's fucking really sucks.
Yeah, it sucks when you have a family member that's like, suicidal and or says that they are, and they keep using that as a crutch against you to, like, I don't know, to get something out of you or to even, like, I don't know. It's just like, because when you hear any person say that so much, you think two things. You think, all right, then just fucking do it. There's not much I can do to stop you. Like, really, like, if somebody is really dead set on killing themselves, you could admit them into a hospital, but that's just going to it's going to make them want to kill themselves more. Mm-hmm. Or you can just, like, say, I don't know what to do. I can't stop you in any way. And it's just like, it must be a fucking awful thing to go through because she's your mom and you borderline hate her, but, you can love and hate your family at the same time. I think most people do, you know,
definitely. One thing I understood about my mom is that she would say awful things, but that wasn't really her saying it. It was her illness.
Mm-hmm.
She was literally mentally impaired. That sounds like has Down syndrome or something, but she wasn't herself.
Yeah.
And she would say awful things, but I would just try to separate that and be like, all right, she's crazy right now. So that's not her saying these things. It's her bipolar disorder.
You know what I've always wondered? If those movies about, or not even those movies, just like exorcisms, like people who are possessed by Satan, I really wonder if they just have severe bipolar disorder.
Yeah, maybe. Schizophrenia?
Schizophrenia mixed with bipolar.
Could be.
You know, mixed in with a little bit of like homosexuality. I've always noticed that in those movies when it's like the exorcist, like a little girl possessed, she's like, let me suck your cock, priest. Let me, why don't you shove your fat cock in my tiny little cunt? And yeah. I'm just like, because they always say it is like Thanos or something like that. That's the demon, and it's a male demon. And I'm just like, so are all demons in hell? Are they all gay? Like, why do they? Is like Satan like just gay or I don't get it.
Well, if
it's
you're gay,
fine if they are, but
if you're gay, you go to hell. Everybody knows that. Everybody believes that.
Everybody does.
Yeah, it's a fact.
It's a straight up fact.
But
it's in the Bible.
Yeah, and the Bible was written recently, and it's like modern and progressive. Yeah.
It's totally fits in with today's societal ideals, and it's you know,
but
no need to change it.
Oh, that sucks that you're going through that, and I feel for you. And one thing a therapist told me to do is if my mom started to be irrational and cray cray, I was suggested to just separate myself, and so I would say, Mom, you're being irrational right now and you're being mean, so I'm gonna walk away from you right now. I'm sorry to just end this conversation, but it's going nowhere, so I'm gonna go for a drive. And I would leave, which I'd walk away being like, I'm an asshole.
No, you're not. I mean, there isn't anything that comes from somebody that's yelling at you.
Yeah, and I think that way my mom was like, oh, okay, so I guess being an asshole won't get me the results I want.
Yeah,
it'll just make people leave.
Yeah.
But she did leave her Instagram, so maybe she wanted a shout out, but maybe people can relate to her and DM her and be like, yo, I feel you. Maybe they can give her advice. So Jade's Instagram is at Jade Passout.
Yeah.
JadePassout.
Yeah. Send her genuine advice, and don't send her shitty memes or dick pics, for the love of God. Send her advice.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm going to ask Jade if people gave her advice, and if anyone was mean to her, I don't know. I'll block you. I don't know if that means anything to you, but yeah, fuck you if you're mean to Jade.
Yeah. Leave Jade alone. Leave Jade alone. She's
leave Jade alone.
Leave Jade alone. She's going through a lot. And yeah, Jade, I just say, just, you know, family can sometimes be a crutch, but, I mean, you just gotta deal with it. You can't, your family, that's the one thing that's always a part of you. Even if you try and move away, they're always still there, so.
And also, this experience you're having is making you an extremely interesting person. So when you do get through this, you'll have this in your past as something that made you stronger, as cheesy as that sounds.
I don't think that she's thinking right now, like, oh, this is gonna make me so interesting later. Right. I think she's thinking, Mom, stop yelling at me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
but when I was going through that with my mom, I was in a band, and while it was happening, I was like, all right, this will probably result in some good lyrics one day, which it never did.
Resulted in some good Instagram videos, though.
Yeah, resulted some good in vines. Some good comedy.
Yeah. But yeah, Jade, I don't know if we helped, but yeah, that's all we got.
So in conclusion, yeah. That's it. Just yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying here. There is one more email, but we've already done like a half hour of that.
A half hour of emails? Let's read the last email and then we'll call it a pod.
All right.
Let's read the last email. Okay. This is from Shifau. Her name is Shifau. Okay, Shifau.
I'm sure that's how it's pronounced. Shifau.
Shifau. Okay, this is from Shifau. Well, first of all, I would like to say that I love your podcast and think it's much more better than Views because it's much longer and I like the host more.
This is, by the way, I thought this was one of our friends like pranking us.
Sure,
this
yeah.
This is real.
This is real?
Yeah.
By the way, Rye, you are really funny and seem like a cool person, and Brandon is just a depressed piece of shit. But it's okay. But I guess he's okay because he brings the people to the podcast, which is cool, I guess.
And that's why I asked you to do this podcast with me.
Yeah.
Because you have more followers than me.
Yeah, that's really all I offer to it. Yeah. Well, long story short, I've basically failed all my exams, and now I can't get accepted back into college. I was going to, by the way, I'm from the UK, so college is a bit like high school, I think, and I don't go to college, and I can't really go to the university, wanted to go to because I wanted to, but because I failed, I'm not sure if this is the end of my dreams to go to university. My parents are ashamed, but know that it will make me cry if they said it. So what do I do? I could really use some advice. Please help. Love from a worried 17-year-old girl. By the way, if this doesn't make sense, it's because I'm dyslexic and the way I phrase my sentences are appalling. Just saying. Okay, well, I was going to call you a piece of shit until you said that last part, but I guess now I you're not a piece of shit. It's just, it's not really nice to call people like pieces of shit. Even though like you really like Ryan, she called me a piece of shit.
Oh.
So you're an asshole. You're an asshole, but
I think she was joking.
I don't think she was. She called me a depressed piece of shit.
I think that's kind of a joke.
I didn't read it that way, but if it was, it didn't come off that way. It didn't come off that way. I'm just saying, like, maybe form your fucking jokes better.
Wow.
I don't care. I read that and I was like, don't like this person writing this.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah. But I mean, whatever. If you're joking, then I just didn't get it, but whatever. Okay, but you are.
So Brendan has a very biased opinion about.
No, I'll still help you out. I just don't like you as a person right now. Okay, let me see. And if that's not what you were looking for, I'm sorry. Just, I don't know. Long story short, I failed all my exams and they can't get back accepted into a college. So she can't get accepted into a college.
The one that she wants to.
That she wants to. Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Let yourself be open to other colleges.
Yeah.
Other universities.
Yeah, go to, what is the college that she wanted to go to specifically? I guess it doesn't matter.
And I have ADD, I guess. Mm. That's what I was told. And school was difficult for me. I had to try very hard. I did well, but I had to fucking try my hardest, which was exhausting. And I was just open to the fact that, like, all right, I guess I'm not going to go to Duke or Yale or, like, something awesome.
Yeah.
And also, I wasn't ready for college when I went.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it.
Yeah.
And I freaked out about it. And it's okay to not be ready. What happened was I dropped out. Like, I proved to not be ready.
Uh-huh.
I just wasn't focused. I wanted to do music. So it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
You might not be ready for college yet, and that's normal and okay. So give yourself a little bit of a break. But also just, I don't know, bunker down, study harder. That's not what you want to hear. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't go to college. I think it's stupid. But she didn't say what she wants to do.
Yeah.
She says this is the end of my dreams to go university. But I don't, like, what dreams? Like, I want to know what those are so that way I can maybe say, you don't need college for that.
And you can still go to a university.
Yeah, you can still go to one.
You have time to get your grades back up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just work harder. I know that's not what you want to hear.
Work harder and either try and phrase your sarcastic jokes better or just don't be an asshole.
Wow, Brendan's so hurt by
this. I'm not. I'm not hurt by it, but I will call someone an asshole if they talk like one.
Okay.
If they said that, if they flipped it around and it was like they said, by the way, Brandon, you are really funny and you seem like a cool person, and Rye is just a depressed piece of shit, but I guess he's okay. I would say the same thing.
Okay.
Doesn't matter that it's me.
I would think it was funny, to be honest.
I would still not think it was. I would actually defend you. But I don't know. And it sucks because if Shifau definitely was joking, if you genuinely are joking, then, like, I'm sorry, but didn't read it that way, and now I think you're just a prick, so. And that's fine. I would just say, like, you know.
Well, I think you're really sweet, and thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, I don't know. Shifau, I don't like you really much, but. Shifau, I don't really like you right now, but, you know, maybe if I met you in person, that'd be different, so.
So, study harder.
Yeah.
Be open to other universities and get a tutor, get help, talk to your teachers.
Yeah.
Sit in the front of the class. Stay after school with your teachers. Say, I need help. Help me. Do that shit. You know what to do. Do it. Also, maybe, like I said, get a tutor.
Yeah.
Maybe enter easier classes, lower level. I did algebra. It's called Algebra 2. It was like smart kids algebra. Mm. I was placed in that. And then I just could not pull my weight. So I just went to Algebra B, which is algebra for people who sucked at math. And it was way better. And I got good grades. And college just didn't care. It was like, oh, he's in Algebra B?
Yeah.
Oh, we won't accept him then.
Yeah. They just see algebra.
Try to lower your class level, maybe, to fit your learning disabilities.
Drop out of college. It's stupid.
Just give up.
Just give up. Don't go to college. Go to, I don't know, go to...
trade school.
Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, just work at the Gap.
Work at Gap until you figure it out. I don't know.
Cool. Well, that just about does it.
Yeah.
Do you have any quick little stories? What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight? I am...
You have a date, which you don't want to talk about.
I do have a date. Wait, one second. I'm going to burp. Oh, God. Oh,
my God.
Anyways, I am going on a thing with a lady, and then tomorrow I have my little niece is turning 1 year old, and it's her birthday, and I'm going to bring the drugs and the alcohol.
Sweet.
So,
fun uncle.
Yep.
And tonight I'm going to a party, which... feels pretty daunting to me right now.
Why? Are you tired?
I'm not that tired, but you know.
Why is it because you're fat?
In order to go to a party, I have to like get up. And I have to like travel there.
Yeah.
Then I have to talk.
Yeah. Did you hear my jab?
Yeah, you said I'm fat.
Yeah.
Which I don't appreciate because it's true.
No, it's not true. That's why I said it.
And that's why I said it. It's true. So you'd say it's not true?
Man, we're just manipulating the shit out of each other right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's my plan for tonight. By the way, for the listeners, it is Saturday, August, couldn't tell you, 26th. So Texas is gone. Hurricane Harvey took away Texas. They messed with Texas and won.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Although, hope everyone's safe there in Texas.
You know what they say, everything's bigger in Texas.
Yep, even the hurricanes.
Yep. Even the casualties. Oh, that was awful.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Do you want to get food?
Yeah.
Or have you had enough of me?
No, I would love to get food with you.
Where do you want to go?
Spitz or some other place?
Your girl is at Spitz. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her.
Oh, you did?
The other night.
Well, I told her, like, you know, I'm not... This girl who works at this restaurant was very... this will be the last story I tell. I don't think it's that good, but this girl who works at this restaurant that me and Rye frequent was into Rye.
What?
And then, yeah, she was into you for a second.
She
like,
was?
Yeah, for a period of time.
She told you that?
Yeah. She was like, yeah, I was into Rye because I liked his comedy and like, you know, all this other stuff.
She never told me that.
Yeah. But then she told me, she was like, yeah, I think you're... because me and her talked one day just randomly.
She's like, but you're taller, so I pick you.
Yeah. didn't we like talk about that too?
Yeah, like, yeah. You choose me or Brandon. Brandon.
Oh, that was pretty quick. Why? I was just taller.
He's taller. That's it.
That's about it.
Why is 6 foot being 6 foot? That's a magic number for girls.
Being 6 foot?
So I'm 5'10". Big deal. But girls love guys who are that magic number of 6 feet and up.
Yep.
Fuck you, girls.
That's
gender roles.
They want a guy that can
take
care of them and is big. And
I get it. You know what I don't like? I don't like it. Girls expect guys to be good with directions, like maps and stuff. And when we're not, it's kind of like a turnoff. That is a gender expectation that I don't appreciate.
Yep. See, guys, gender expectations and stereotypes go both ways.
They do, but it's guys that aren't really free to talk about it because, yes, we have had most of the benefits of life from being men.
Yep.
But, I don't know, fuck off. I'm bad with directions.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, fuck off, girls.
Wait, okay, so she liked me. Good to hear. Cool.
But anyways, yeah, she liked you and then figured that you were too short for her, so she came running my... Mm-hmm. No, she. I don't know why she... But it doesn't even matter. Anyways, like...
So it's good
Spitz. A few weeks ago...
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Go on.
a few weeks ago, she was, we were just talking about something. She had like a brace on, and I was just making jokes about it or whatever. And then the next time I come in, she's like, I just wanted to like, oh no, she hit me up on Instagram and she was like, hey, you left something at Spitz. She said you left something at Spitz. And I went, oh my God, what did I leave? I genuinely thought I left something like important. And then I was like, what is it? And she was like, my number.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa, boy, that was a roller coaster of emotion.
Smooth.
Yeah. That was like, whoa, that was good. And I said, oh, I'm actually, I'm kind of in a thing right now and I don't really want to do that. And she was like, oh, okay. And when I saw her the next time at Spitz, I actually didn't, I didn't DM her that. I told her that in person because I like doing that. Mm. And she was like, oh yeah, it's totally cool. It's totally fine. She was having a shit work day though.
Right.
I actually thought, because when I saw her behind the counter, she seemed upset. And I was like, oh, this is the perfect time to do this. And I told her, I was like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm in a thing. And she was like, oh yeah, that's fine. Like in that tone. And I was like, oh, fuck. I ruined it. But then it was so cool. Me and you were eating our dinner. And then she was like, hey, can I talk to you? Like, she's in the middle of waitressing. And she's like, hey, can I talk to you really quick? And she pulls me into the back. And she's like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm having a really fucking shitty day. It's been a fucking shitty day. My manager's been up my ass. I've been getting calls from my ex-boyfriend that's fucking, he's just a psychopath. And he's just been calling and calling and texting and texting. And I have a fucking full house full of people. And I'm just sorry that I was upset. And I'm like, it's okay. And she's like, I'm sorry. But I'm still into you. And if you do want to hang out or whatever, here's my card. And I was like, okay, cool.
She's a card?
She didn't have a card. It was, she wrote down a fucking number on a napkin. But, yeah, she gave it to me, and then I was just like, oh, I was super attracted to that.
Right.
That she just pulled me aside and told me exactly what was going on.
Right.
And, like, that's the most, honesty is without a doubt, and openness is the most attractive quality, to me at least.
Yeah.
With any person.
It shows maturity.
Yeah, you don't have to be like this, that, the other. I just want you to be fucking honest and open and not a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. You can have a dick. It's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not one.
I'm done talking.
Yeah, me too. That was an anticlimactic story.
Let's keep this rolling, but not talk. So I can wrap it up with a nice bow.
Go ahead.
So let's go to Spitz and make this girl uncomfortable by just being two hot guys, one short, one tall.
That she was into.
She's probably still both into. When I saw her, kind of, I'm really good at picking up when people like each other.
Sure.
Whether they like me or someone else.
Uh-huh.
I think she likes me, bro.
I thought you were going to say, she liked the guy right next to me.
Yeah. She likes my friend. No, I don't know. I'm only thinking that now. Oh, I was thinking that at the time. I was like, I think she might like me a little bit.
Well, she did at one point.
Well, then I stood up and she realized how short I am.
Yeah.
Under 6 feet.
Yeah.
5'10", y'all. All right, fine. 5'9¾".
Good, you're specific. Well, Rye, I think, you know, that's about all the time we have.
That is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Follow Brandon at BJ Calvillo. Follow me at Rye Dune. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
All right. Spitz?
Spitz.
Swallows?
Swallows.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Thanks for listening to I'm Sorry, Dad. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks.